kingdom of God is very near. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, as the deacon proclaimed the gospel when Jesus sent the 72 out into the world, he says, no slippers, no sandal, no knapsack, you see, just barefooted there. If he were sending them now, he will add, no cell phone, no credit cards, no hotel reservations. The idea of the church as a mission is a bit like that. To be a missionary, my dear brothers and sisters, is not an add-on extra to the church. No. Mission is what the church is. The church herself is the continuation of the mission of the Son of God from the Father. Christ himself came as a human being because he was sent by the Father. And since no human being can do much of his or her own, in fact, you and I as human beings cannot do much, Christ has to help us through his church. And speaking of that, my dear brothers and sisters, I thought I would share with you, something so very, very important. Something as we celebrate our independence, at the same time, something that goes on in the world. And none other than our Holy Father, Pope Francis's very, very first encyclical when he became Pope. Do you know any of that, the name? The name of the first encyclical, the letter that he writes to the whole world. No? Evangelii Gaudium. Did you hear that? Joy of the Gospel. I'm sure you must have heard of the Joy of the Gospel. The very first encyclical, as I said, of Pope Francis, saying that the lives and the hearts of all that who encounter Jesus. As today's Gospel, Jesus sent the 12 disciples and again another 72. And that's not ended there. That's not the end. That's not the period. He sends you and me constantly, to the world. The good news that we are saved, my dear brothers and sisters, by the outpouring of the blood of Christ. Now, there's a difference between spilling of the blood of Christ and outpouring of the blood of Christ. As you and I know, spilling is an accident, right? You spill something, it's an accident. But outpouring is something that comes from a person, something that wills, and this was the will of the Father, that Jesus should shed his blood for each and every one of us there. Every person, regardless of who he or she is, has the feelings of tendency of Christ through our efforts, which begin here. Every parish, like this parish here, this church, is the sanctuary of Christ's mercy and love. This church is a sanctuary, is a place where you see Christ's mercy and love. Right from the initiation, where original sin is removed, right to the end of the sacraments there, of the anointing of the sick there. Every parish church is a welcome sign. Every parish church, every parish for that matter, is an extension of our Holy Father's gospel, the joy of the gospel there. And what is the central theme in his encyclical, Joy of the Gospel, is mercy, 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 founded on love, love, love. These are the key words of the letter there. And how does that come about? How does this sanctuary of God's mercy goes back to the Last Supper, where Christ washed the feet of his disciples? And what does that signify? That we are human, we are weak, we are frail, but at the same time, we have our brother Jesus there, who has shown us how we can clean ourselves. But that doesn't stop again there. It goes further down. If mercy is shown to us, then mercy should be shown to others also. And so the joy of the gospel is to uphold those who are weak, or as Pope Francis would say, those who are on the peripheries of the world, or as of now, the defenseless, the unborn. So in conclusion, my dear brothers and sisters, what does that mean? The joy of the gospel says, if God has been merciful to us, we must be merciful to one another. And where does mercy begin? As I always said, it begins in the family. If the family is at peace, if the family, you see, is in love, if the family, you know, encounters one another, that's where mercy begins. And so, let us, instead of conflicting or having conflicts, especially in this day and age, let us encounter one another. And what does encounter mean? Walking with each other, hand in hand, being there for each other, being a person who listens, be a person who takes care, be a person who reaches out to one another. So mission, hence, is not like our annual holiday like Independence Day, no, but rather something we sometimes go on. Mission is our life. The mission should be allowed to unfold in the peace of God. It should not be forced. In seeking common ground, all humanity can stand together. For most of us, my dear brothers and sisters, the people we know best are our families and friends. They will not all be Christians. You and I know that. But we can seek some shared values and beliefs to our separated brothers in and out of the fold. For example, with Muslims and Jews, for example, we can believe in God. With Buddhists, we can see the importance of meditation in our life. With fellow Christians, we can share a belief in Christ, the Gospels. With humanists, we can agree that this life is crucial, yes, but that the earthly life never comes back, though we believe that it will determine us eternal life. There's always, my dear brothers and sisters, some sort of common ground. And the basis for that common ground is love, is charity. Still, you and I need to know that there is a unifying belief of the church that we are part of the mystical body of Christ. Christ shed his blood for every human being. Why? Because every human being is a masterpiece of God's creation. Every human being is a child of God. Every human being is a brother and sister of Christ. Every human being desires to have eternal life in this life and the next to come. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you kindly stand, please? I believe in one God, Almighty.